In a statement Tuesday, the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan says the United States does not provide training, equipment, or any other type of support to the opposition forces. The statement described the accusations as false and baseless and not in the interest of peace in the nation. The statement adds that United States reiterates its long-held view that there is no military solution to the political crisis in South Sudan. The U.S. government called on all parties to the conflict to end military operations immediately and comply with the permanent ceasefire in the peace agreement. South Sudan has had uneasy relations with the administration of former U.S. President Barack Obama, with Juba accusing Washington of seeking regime change in South Sudan. The U.S. government has since denied the accusations. South Sudan survived a number of U.S.-led proposals at the U.N. Security Council, calling for imposition of arms embargo and targeted sanctions on the country's leaders. In his address to Parliament last month, President Salva Kiir says his government is seeking to renew ties with the Trump administration. For Bakita Radio, I'm Gale Julius Dada.
Radio Bakita, 91 FM.